This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today's guest is someone really special to me. Her name is Rabia and she's my auntie. She lives in France right now because she's doing her master's there. Rabia, welcome. Can you say hi to everyone and tell us how are you today?
Hello everyone. I'm doing good. I just got back from my internship, so I'm a little tired, but I'm really happy to be here and to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming to my show. Rabia, paint me a picture. What does a normal day look for you in France from morning till night?
So my day, I would say, is pretty simple but busy. I usually wake up around 8. I have breakfast, something like super quick, like fried eggs and toast. Then I get ready. After that, I take the tram to my lab. And since I'm a biology student, I spend most of my day in the lab, doing experiments and working with samples. Then I come back home, cook dinner, study for a bit, watch something on Netflix, and then I just relax and go to sleep.
So, what's your best part of the day there?
Best part, I would say, is, when I'm doing experiments and something actually works. So, when you get results, it just makes your whole day of experiment feel like it was worth it.
So I've seen people doing experiments like Ashi does, and I think it's really hard. And do you get mad sometimes when your experiments go wrong?
Yes, definitely, because then you have to redo the whole thing, so it's kind of annoying.
When you first moved to France, what felt the most different or surprising? Was it something you liked or something that took time to get used to?
So when I first came here, honestly, everything felt different. The language, the food, the culture, even how people talk to you and how everything looks around you, everything felt different. So it was a really big change for me, and I remember feeling very overwhelmed because nothing felt familiar, and definitely took some time to adjust, especially the language, because that was the hardest part for me. But then slowly I got used to things, and now I actually kind of like the French language, and I have been trying to learn it, so it's getting easier day by day. That overall, it has been a nice experience.
Yeah, it feels weird to change into countries and then, learn their language. And you're speaking a complete different language and you can't really understand them. If I landed in France today and I had one day to show me around, where are you going first?
So if you come here in France, I would definitely take you to Annecy. It's a city. It's 2 hours from Lyon. It's really beautiful. It has a big lake and very beautiful mountains. Mm. And honestly, something out of a fairy tale. And I think you would really like it.
So is it is there a type of restaurant that you like and you would like to go there?
The city, it has many restaurants. And it depends food that you would like. But if you come here, I would definitely take you to a place with French tacos, because I really, and I think you should try French tacos for sure.
Yeah, I haven't tried tacos in my life, and I'd like to try French tacos because, I just want to try different foods. So what's one French food you love now, and what's one food you really miss from home in Pakistan?
So, as I said, I like French tacos and I also like burritos and I like the French pizza too. It's very good. But what I miss most about the Pakistani food is the spicy food, like biryani and the curry.
Yeah.
Because the French food, I would say, is not spicy, and I am not used to the food that's not spicy. So I really miss that because the taste is just completely different here.
So if I did come to France, I'll help you. I'll help you find a restaurant which has spicy food. What's your favorite place you visited so far in France?
I really like the French architecture. So I would say that I really liked visiting the museums, especially in Paris. There's a museum called Louvre. It's really beautiful.
I know that one. So there's this movie and it's called Ladybug and Cat Noir. They go to Paris and there's somewhere called,
Yeah, so I really liked the museum there.
What's your favorite museum name? Like, what name is? Can you pronounce it?
I'm not really good with the French pronunciations, but I think it's pronounced as Louvre.
Louvre, like that?
Can you try saying it?
Is there an R in it? Like.
Yeah, it does have it has an R, but French people don't really pronounce the R, so you have to say it like with a soft H sound.
Louvre. I can't say it.
It's okay.
So I don't feel like going to France, but I mean I could go to France and learn, but I don't think I'll be able to like pronounce those words first reach there.
I'm pronouncing the words. The French pronunciation is difficult at first.
I would need lots of translator.
Yeah, definitely.
Teach me something in French that you actually use in real life.
So every day I use phrases like for a good morning. French people say bonjour.
Bonjour. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, and for good evening, it's bonsoir.
Bonsoir. No, similar, but yeah, the end.
Yeah. So. And for saying have a good day, you can say bonjourne. Can you try?
Bonjourne.
Yeah, you got it right.
I think it'll be easier for me to learn quickly. Okay, study question. What are you doing in your What are you doing your master's in, and what made you choose it?
So I'm in my first year, Master 1 in Life Sciences, and I chose it because I like working in the lab and doing research, and I like learning how things work in biology. So that's why I chose it.
Yeah, that's what I used to think when I was little. I was like, I want to learn, I want to research things and do some experiments. But I didn't know that it was like pretty hard, and I'd be really mad when my experiment doesn't work, and then all of your hard work like just ends. So I'll think about it when I'm bigger, if I want to be a scientist.
Yeah, you have time.
Okay, that was so cool. Now it's time for the fun part of the show. Up next is Kudit's Kids Corner. So let's start with a quick game of Would You Rather. Would you rather be able to talk to animals or understand what babies are saying?
I think I would like to understand babies because I feel like they have a lot to say and we just don't understand them, especially when they're crying.
Yeah.
We just can't what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
So I would try to understand babies.
But if I was going to choose, I couldn't choose because at the same time, I want to talk to animals and babies. So would you rather have a pillow that always stays cool or a blanket that always stays warm?
I think a warm blanket would be very nice because it, especially in winters, it's just more cozy. So I would go for a warm blanket.
So like, what's the weather mostly in France?
It's mostly cold here.
Now I understand. Because then, yeah, you'll need a cool blanket. But
yeah, I definitely not need a cool pillow.
Yeah. Would you rather have a magic backpack that gives you anything you need for school, or a magic lunchbox that makes your favorite food, like as when you were little?
I think I would love having a magic lunchbox because food is more important.
Yeah.
So I would love having a magic lunchbox. What about you?
I choose magic backpack because it says that gives you anything you need for school. I mean, you do need food. So you can also like wish for food and it'll just appear in your backpack. So I'll pick the magic backpack because it's both. Like magic lunchbox is just one like type of foods, but
yeah. Right. You can ask for the food for in the magic backpack too. So
yeah. But it says anything you need for school. You won't really. If I wanted fancy food, you won't really need it for school. You'll just need normal food for school. So it's a hard choice. I can't choose.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a pause button for time or a rewind button for time?
I'd say rewind button seems cool because if I can rewind time,
yeah,
I can fix any mistakes or I can also relive good moments.
Yeah, so. I think I'll pick rewind too. Probably because, I mean, rewind can take you to many places. You can go back as further as you can, but pause is just like one moment. You can only like pause at like this one moment.
Yeah.
Would you rather be invisible for a day or be able to talk to animals for a day?
I think I would talk to animals because that would be so fun and interesting to understand what animals have to say.
Yeah, so. And being invisible is not, since I go to school, being invisible is not really, you know, a big thing. I think I'll probably choose that too because if I turn invisible in school, then the teacher would call my mom and then they'll say that Claire is not here today. One time, I just got 2 minutes late and they just called. They just called to keep calling that Claire is not, your daughter's not here today. But I was actually there. I was just 1 minute late.
Yeah, so talking to animals would be cooler.
Yeah. Now let's switch to another game. This is called This or That. So you're going to have quick choices and no thinking.
Yeah.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains, definitely, because they're so pretty. I love mountains.
And if you're in Dunedin, there's like, in any beach, there's always bugs and stuff. Books or movies?
Movies, for sure.
Cats or dogs?
Cats. I like cats.
I wouldn't choose any of them because I don't really like any of them. I don't like animals that harm. Like, cats can scratch you. Dogs, I mean, they can bite you, but not like puppies or something.
I mean, yeah, cats are kind of scary, but they look cute.
Yeah, they look cute. No, I think if the question was kittens or dogs, I'll probably choose kitten because kittens will only bite you. Sweet or salty?
Sweet, because I love desserts.
Yeah, so. I love desserts too. Like, when we go to parties, the first thing I'll pick for dinner, breakfast, or lunch, I'll probably choose the dessert. Early mornings or late nights?
I'm not a morning person, so late nights for sure.
Since I'm a kid, I'm going to choose early mornings because... No. You know, I'm not going to answer this question because early mornings would probably be that I have to go to school and do work, and late nights would probably be that nobody's awake and, you know, it feels weird for me.
But you love waking up early, so early in the morning.
No.
Don't you?
I don't really like. But I wake up. I wake up if someone tells me to wake up.
Yeah.
Because
you have
to go to school. Yeah, because I have to go to school, and then the start of the day is the worst for me.
Yeah.
Because we have to learn math in the morning. Big party or small hangout?
Small hangout, for sure, because I'm an introvert, and I don't really like big gatherings and socializing for a really long time. So definitely small hangout for me.
Yeah, me, I'll probably choose small hangout too, because I don't really like when people are all crowded. I can't really hear. We have to shout to, like, tell people to do that. And that I only like small hangouts where only a little bit of people come.
Yes, me too.
So now it's time for the 5-second challenge. It's fast and funny. So you have 5 seconds to name. Yeah, let's start. Name 3 things that make you happy.
3 things. Okay, so food, definitely. Sleep. I love sleeping. And spending time with the people I love.
Great. Name 3 foods you love.
I love biryani. I like curry pakora. I don't know if you know it or not. And I love pizza too.
Yeah, I know curry pakora. We used to make it in sometimes here and sometimes in Pakistan. Name 3 things you would pack for a surprise trip.
My phone. My phone's a charger, for sure. And comfortable clothes for sleeping.
Name 3 things. What were we going to say?
What about you? What would you pack for a surprise trip?
My iPad. I don't think I would need a charger. I can't pick anything else. Snacks and clothes, yeah. Name three ways to be a good friend.
To be a good friend, I think you should be kind. You should be a good listener. And you should always be there for your friends when they need you.
Yeah, that's great advice. Okay, Rabia, that was so fun. Now we're going into the serious talks. Up next is... Let's Talk Life. Rabia, what do you miss the most about home in Pakistan?
I miss my family the most. The food, and you know, just being able to speak my own language all the time.
Not having to learn a complete different language really quickly.
Yeah,
you don't have that much time, right?
Exactly.
When you feel homesick, what helps you feel better? Do you like call family, go for a walk, cook something, or listen to music?
Well, I usually call my family, watch something, you know, that makes me feel comfortable and relaxed.
Yeah, and ask for advice, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was, like, homesick and I was big. What's something you're really proud of since moving to France?
I'd say I'm proud of the fact that I moved to a completely new country and I managed on my own. It wasn't easy. I had to learn a lot of new stuff, do things that I didn't do, but I did it anyway, so I'm proud of that.
Yes, moving to different countries is, like, really hard. Like, whenever we travel, it's really hard, especially when we travel to, like, countries where the language is completely different. What's one thing that helps you feel calm when life feels busy?
So, when life gets busy, I just I do something that relaxes me. I like talking to my friends and calling family. So I just do that. And I like watching movies a lot. So I do that too.
Yeah, like that's what I do when I'm feeling sad. I turn on the TV or maybe like watch something. Because when I'm feeling a bit run down, then watching something always like makes your mind, and yeah, you know, that feeling goes away.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to children who feel nervous about trying something new?
So I would say that it's completely okay to feel nervous, but you should still try, like keep trying. That's how you learn. If you keep trying, if you give up, you don't learn. So you have to keep trying. That's how you grow. And it definitely gets easier with time.
Yeah, all the listeners who are kids should have listened to this advice because it was really good advice. Thank you, Rabia, so much for being on Global Kids. I love talking with you today. Last question. If you could send one message to kids, like, listening anywhere in the world to this show, what would you say?
Well, I would say that don't be afraid to try new things and just know that you're stronger than you think and you can do more than you imagine. So just stay strong.
And thank you for listening. See you next time on Global Kids with Kidded soon. Until then, kia ora and aloha hafiz.
Aloha hafiz.
Aloha hafiz.
Bye, Kidded.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Kidded on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, ala hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.